From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama has continued to take to the road, stressing the difference it will make for ordinary Americans if the nation overhauls the health care system. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama temporarily set aside talk of how rising health care bills drive the federal deficit and lofty goals of bending the cost curve. Instead, he focused on consumer protections, telling a North Carolina town hall meeting he wants to make sure insurance companies treat people fairly.
If you've got health insurance, then the reform we're proposing will also help you, because it will provide you more stability and more security. Because the truth is, we have a system today that works well for the insurance industry, but it doesn't always work well for you.
Under the proposed changes, for example, insurance companies would be required to cover patients with pre-existing illnesses and barred from dropping insurance when policyholders get sick. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.
California will be issuing IOUs to creditors for at least another week, even after the governor signs a budget agreement closing a multi-billion dollar shortfall. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Controller John Chung says he'll stop sending out IOUs as soon as the finance department determines how long it would take the state to generate enough revenue to cover checks, which are normally used to pay the bills. Earlier this month, California had to send out the markers because the Treasury was low on money. The interest accruing IOUs are due to mature in October. Some recipients of the notes were able to get their banks to cash them, while others were forced to wait until October or sell them to brokers at less than face value. Meanwhile, a Northern California business operator has sued the state over the IOUs, claiming they're unconstitutional. In the suit, the plaintiff is asking the court to order the state to stop using the markers and immediately redeem the ones already issued. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
In Nigeria, troops and Islamist militants have waged a fierce battle in the community of Matagori, leaving an unknown number of people dead. The BBC's Caroline Duffield is in Lagos.
People in Maiduguri would be waking up to buildings flattened and burnt out and bodies littering the streets around the enclave where the fighting took place. It is clear the number of people willing to fight for the group took the police by surprise. The Maiduguri siege was just part of a surge in killing across northern Nigeria. At least 30 people were also confirmed dead in clashes between police and suspected Boko Haram members in Yobe State. There have also been attacks in Kano and Bauchi States, which the police say were from the group. Five men were arrested in Sokoto, hundreds of miles away. The police say that they were caught planning an attack.
The BBC's Caroline Duffield reporting from Lagos, Nigeria. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is lining up with Britain's foreign secretary in calling for reconciliation with what the two are calling moderate Taliban forces. Barry Schwide has the story.
The idea of limiting the Allies' offensive in Afghanistan came this week from David Miliband, the British Foreign Secretary, and now has been stamped a worthy idea by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The two Allies have been fighting Taliban for years, and it is taking a toll of troops and capital. Miliband's proposition that there are moderates among the Taliban with whom the Allies could reconcile could reduce hostilities if accepted by all sides. It also raises questions how moderate forces can be identified. But the British and U.S. governments clearly want to decrease the casualty toll. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
A federal judge will hear arguments later today on whether a young Guantanamo Bay detainee will be returned to Afghanistan or sent to the United States to face prosecution. The prisoner has been held for more than 6 years for an alleged grenade attack on two U.S. soldiers. It is unclear whether he was 17 at the time of the arrest or as young as 12. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning through tonight for interior areas of southwest Washington State and northwest Oregon. Temperatures in the Pacific Northwest have been hovering in the triple digits this week. In Seattle yesterday, it was 102 degrees, the city's hottest on record. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average was up 51 points today, closing at 10,165. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News. From Washington.